Our two top issues at the Hope Line, like the things that we see the most, are anxiety and depression. You know, finding that deeper relationship with God or seeking Him can really help you through some of those things. I mean, how do you think like worshiping God, getting into worship and seeking Him can help with those issues?
I think that there's just like a reset button. You know, your phone gets bogged down and it starts acting weird, and you got to reset it. I think we're the same way. I think it brings things back to put in the appropriate perspective and balance. So like we get stressed and we carry anxiety, and we're made to lay it at the feet of Jesus, you know, daily. Like we're not meant to carry a lot of what we carry. And so I like it's like a balloon, you know, whether a fence comes in, something happens at work, whether it's financial, whether it's family, relational, whatever it is, it's like you blow into a balloon. And if you don't let that air out, eventually that balloon's going to pop. And that's exactly what happens to us when we hold on to things or carry things we're not supposed to carry. And it doesn't mean to just avoid or ignore or not take on responsibility that we're supposed to carry. But what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to daily or whatever, just throw it at the feet of Jesus and be like, okay, this is what's going on. And it just brings things in balance. And that's the thing that the Holy Spirit will lead us, you know, through the Word, through just living life daily, lead us in the right direction. And when we avoid coming under the lordship of Jesus, coming under the lordship of the Holy Spirit and being led by God and by what the Word says, it is a fast track to taking on things in life we're never supposed to carry. And then we spend our whole lives putting band-aids on real issues that were never even supposed to be there. And like in my case, like, you know, just, I hit a wall. I mean, I got put in the hospital that day. I just couldn't breathe. It was just wow. The emotional and spiritual became physical. You know, like I can coin this phrase, but consider it a gift when God becomes your only option. There is a point in all of our lives where God becomes the only option. And some people live their lives and can band-aid things and make it seem like it's not there, you know. But the beautiful thing is when nothing works and we have one option with God. And that's what happened, you know. And it's terrible, but at the same time, the best thing that ever happened to me, you know.
Well, yeah, you explained that really well. And I think in order to feel the high, to get that closer relationship with God, you do have to go through those valleys sometimes.